A political scientist and lawyer, Professor Michael Quay, has been explaining the misuse of injunction as it applies to the premiering of the corruption case against some judges and prosecutors. He said once the expose is in the public interest and the injunction was struck out by the circuit court, the judges applying for remedies have no case.
I want this thing to be very clear. People should stop frightening people by throwing injunctions into the air. An application for injunction is not tantamount to an injunction. In some cases, you realize that by going against that application for interim injunction, by disregarding it, you are really preventing the court in effect from dealing with a subject matter. For example, a child is being stolen out of the jurisdiction by the mother while the father is seeking custody here, and there is an application for injunction. That application for injunction, if disregarded, and the child is taken out of the jurisdiction, then any subsequent order that will be made by the court will be an exercise in futility, because the subject matter will have already been taken out of the jurisdiction. In this particular case, it is a typical case of an application for injunction not being tantamount to injunction. I did one case where a number of top men were brought to the High Court for contempt because my clients, then the CDA, were building in circumstances where those who felt the land was theirs, and for that matter, having filed injunction, they must stop. I went to court. I said, look, an application for injunction is not tantamount to injunction. We are developing the land. At worst, you can even come and take the land from the building if it's yours. And the court upheld it. I gave this example. I said, look at me, a typical Accra boy. Asantehene is going to have his Akwesidai. That great. Then I sent an application for injunction saying, my share palace and the land there is my family property. For that matter, I am asking for perpetual injunction and I'm asking for interim injunction. And in fact, he should not have his Akwesidai over there during the pendency of my application. Then a judge says, yes, stop it. This is where the principle of prima facie case comes. It's not just in this matter that is treated because there's an application for judgment, there's an injunction. Otherwise, I could use that application as an instrument of mis to prevent that great thief from having his function. So the moment he receives my application on Thursday, then it means he's stopped. Friday, Saturday, he won't do anything on his back because some Accra boy says my share land belongs to him. An exercise in futility and a ridiculous statement. So this issue of prima facie, this issue of balancing the public interest, this issue of looking at the case in its entirety from the beginning, just to see the surface of it before making an order, is very, very, very important.
So now those who are applying again to the High Court for contempt, do they have a case?
What kind of case? The court will look at something before it says something, because nobody applies in a vacuum for any order whatsoever of the court. Nobody. You have to look at the basic circumstances before you make an order. And you must know one thing, that now the overriding factor is the public interest.
He said in criminal law, entrapment is no excuse when the act of bribery and corruption is committed.
In criminal law, entrapment is a practice whereby a law enforcement agent induces a person to commit a criminal offense that the person will have otherwise committed and will not have been seen but for the entrapment. That method is normally discouraged in certain cases because you don't want to make people commit offenses which they otherwise not have committed. For example, you hold somebody's child to ransom and you ask for money, and then when the money is produced under certain circumstances, maybe seeking the help of someone to have the person released, knowing very well that you are simply trapping the person to give money to someone so that you can say that he has given money wrongly. That is a typical example of entrapment. But when a person put to the test in an attempt to find out generally which people are corrupt and which people are not, and you fall into the trap, you cannot complain that you are being trapped. And let me tell you, judges, by their primary rule, which the Chief Justice confirmed and all what we say, I repeated 2 weeks ago, is that you must not discuss with an outsider any case that is before you. As for you, you discuss with the person. You bargain with the person. In fact, you even ask for the balance of the money from the person before you give the judgment. Having done all this to show that you are essentially part and parcel of the process of committing the crime, having become part and parcel of that process of committing the crime, you cannot turn around and say you have been trapped. What about those judges who refuse to accept the money?
Reacting to whether the Chief Justice and the Judicial Council can still go ahead and sanction those found culpable, Professor Okwe said nothing prevents them from doing so.
Now they are looking into the matter by the judicial council of the prima facie case issue. And that is a different process altogether. You see, the mere fact that somebody talks about facts in the newspapers is not even interfering with the matter of determining the prima facie. This is being determined by professionals, and nothing can stop them, and nothing should stop them. When the prima facie case has been determined, then of course, the processes of whether you tried and so on and so forth, you present your case. Because in every case, before you punish a person, you must give him a hearing. That is the rule of natural justice. So when a hearing has been given, then of course, a finding will be made, and then a kind of disciplinary action will be taken. But let me make it clear, that disciplinary action is independent of a criminal action, because in the Chicago case, the judges were also prosecuted in a normal way. Apart from being dismissed as judges, they were prosecuted, and also they were jailed 10, 15, 20 years, and so on and so forth. And then also, their certificates as lawyers were cancelled.
That was political scientist and lawyer Professor Mike Okwe.
Meanwhile, a cross-section of the public has commended Anas Aremeya Anas for exposing alleged corruption in the judiciary. They also called on the government to act quickly on the evidence to serve as a deterrent to others. Radio Ghana has more on opinion of the public on the expose and the new craze of people dressing like Anas.
He says that he's doing because it will go through and then work on what others are hiding behind and doing, which is not good. You know, seeing what happened and all that. I think it has made some of us, who the lay people, would even know what is happening. So as it has come out, it will help the government to fight and to improve upon the status of the country.
What he's doing is good. It's good. Because I remember some time ago, one of the judges said something about corruption on judiciary, and some of the lawyers were insulting this man, saying so many things that you don't have proof, and what to say certain things. But now the proof have come, so everybody know that yes, this is what is happening at the judiciary. So I think it's good, it should carry on.
I think it's a good thing that it's doing, but it's up to whether it will help the nation, because now most judges are not feeling comfortable. And also, if those in charge, like the president and the executive, will use it, because if they don't use it for anything, then it's not necessary. Because he has done several investigations. I don't know what it has brought to the nation yet. So he's doing a good job. But if only the government will use it for the benefit of the nation. If not, then it's not necessary. If you use clothes and whatever cap to cover your face, you can be shot. And if it's Anas, then if somebody shoots him, he's dead. So I don't believe it's Anas. So people should stop dressing like that.
It's good, and it will alert all of us. Wherever we are, what position we have been put on, we have to be faithful and serve our nation and our neighbors well.
I think it's very good and well, because it has exposed corruption in the judiciary. I mean, the judges, we give a lot of respect to them. They have the power. We give a lot of respect to them. And if something like this, it means some innocent people have been wrongly imprisoned, which is too bad for Ghana. I think the security service should act on it, because people will take that to do some corrupt certain things. So that's why the security should act on it.